Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are once again, careering pell-mell into what passes for summer in the Isle of Man. Which probably means it's raining somewhere on the Isle of Man. In any case, we will keep you warm and hopefully dry inside, listening to some jazz, cheer the spirits one way. It's the best in modern and contemporary sounds, jumping in with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show, and we can all breathe a sigh of relief as the exams are over, well, at least as far as our house is concerned, which means we can concentrate on the more pressing matters of, as you said, H, the weather, and which week we're deciding to call summer this year. Perhaps take a break before the results pop up, so sit back, reach for a cold beer and fire up the Barbie, even if you do have to have it in the garage, and enjoy an hour or so of the hottest jazz sounds around. So, H, what tasty morsels have been keeping you cool, or indeed warming you up? Apply as applicable, and which give you a hot bunch of new releases giving you a grilling, and which will be left over for reheating in the microwave at a later date?
There's tons of good stuff around at the moment, and some great older stuff as well I've picked up recently, either in London or over in Belgium. Really been enjoying in the car, at home, on the headphones, wherever else, Bill Frisell's latest orchestras, which is a mixture of a bit swingy, a little bit free, some lovely laid-back stuff, some soothing stuff. Cracking, must have heard that quite a few times, almost on repeat, that one. An interesting curiosity from back in the 60s with Karen Krog, Niels Henning Ørsted Pettersen and Jan Garbarek. Yeah, they didn't often get together, I don't think. And a classic one I just popped on the other day because I hadn't heard it for a while and reminded me how good it was, J-Mood with Winton.
And for me, well, we hear spring's song, we say goodbye to love, we're aware of a distinct luminescence, and to get the holiday underway, we're off to Morocco with Peter Voost and the Our House Jazz Orchestra and Marrakesh. Marrakesh, you could almost be there, couldn't you, from the fabulous Our House Jazz Orchestra and their forthcoming release, New Views, due out on the 28th of June. Our House, as you may or may not know, is the second largest city in Denmark, and this year it'll be having its 36th Jazz Festival with some 300 plus concerts across the city from the 12th of July. And the Our House Jazz Orchestra will have a number of concerts with Randy Brecker guesting with them. Bassist Peter Vuest leads the orchestra, and besides being a highly talented jazz player with features on some 80 plus recordings, he's also the world's leading specialist in the effects of music on the brain and a leading neuroscientist with many published papers. In any case, he can certainly write some swinging arrangements. And as for the festival, well, you're still in time to book, but I think it's just going to have to be one that we'll have to add to our wish list.
Yeah. Our house in the middle of our street, I think. Marrakesh, the only time I went to Marrakesh, which I really enjoyed, and I went to get some early or late winter, early spring sun, because it's meant to be very nice, and it was a lovely time, and had a great holiday, and it rained virtually every day, apart from one, and hardly ever got up.
Have you ever thought it's just
degrees.
You, rather than
it
the
It could be, follow, might follow me place. Around. It is one of the few holidays I've had, though, where you buy the sort of, you know, you buy a guidebook, and I did every single one of the top 10, because we were going to sit in the sun a bit, and there wasn't the opportunity, so we did a lot of sightseeing, and I have to say, jolly enjoyable it was, too. Right, here's a curiosity for you, which I picked up on our recent Brussels trip, in that our Belgian correspondent Jeff was sort of saying there used to be a good second-hand jazz stall by the mannequin piece. And so we went to look, and it was still there. Not a stall, it's actually a shop, been there for quite some time. And to the shame of me, I should look it up and check out the name. I'll see if I can do that now. Because a lovely guy, he's been there for a long time, and a goodly selection of jazz amongst all sorts of other music. He was playing some sort of minimalist music, which just seemed to consist of one chord when we were in the shop, which went on for about 20 minutes. But anyway, in the jazz section, Jazz Moments with Karen Krog. Yes, you think, but not with John Sermon or any of that. No, Kenny Drew, Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen, Jon Christensen and Jan Garbrick. Yes, an interesting lineup. It must have been one of the few times that I thought that lineup got together, and certainly the only time that Niels Henning played with Jan Garbrick. I don't think so, best of my knowledge it is anyway. It dates way back to 1966, November of 1966, and re-released on Meantime Records in 2006. And unusually again, features Jan, young Jan of course, playing tenor. Here they are on the classic Cole Porter, All of You.
I love the looks of you, I do, the sweet of you, pure you, eyes, mouth, nose of you, east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd like to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, 'cause I love all of you. Thank you. I like to gain complete control and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, 'cause I love all of you. Yes, I do. All of you. I do. All of you. Yes, I do.
There they go. You don't expect that track to fade, do you? But it does. It doesn't sound like this. It sounds like it should be a track with a sudden stop or a full stop. But it doesn't. Fades away. All of You, the classic Cole Porter track. It used to be a favourite in the quartet with the old maestro back in the day, it has to be said. Yeah, Lundell stuff. With, Karen Krog on vocals. Hey, young Karen Krog, still going. But, well, yes, obviously, time's marching on, as is for all of us, I dare say. And lives, I think, pretty much with John Sermon these days over in Norway. Kenny Drew, piano. Neil Sending, Osted Pedersen. The bass, wonderful bass player, as always, and played a lot with Oscar Peterson, of course, in latter years, but a great bass player under his own name. Jon Christensen on drums, Jan Garbrick on tenor sax, quite sort of hesitant-sounding tenor sax. You wouldn't necessarily recognise him straight off as Jan. They're quite traditional and fairly hesitant, none of the usual runs or the sounds you might associate with his work on soprano or sopranino. But you were just looking, and yeah, Niels has played with Jan. He played a bit later on in the 90s, certainly by the sound of it.
Yeah, I found another album, which I actually have, which is called Uncharted Land, which has Niels with Steve Swallow, Marilyn Mature, Michel Petrucciani, and Jan. And maybe I'll dig that out for the show as well. Now, regular listeners will know how much we enjoy the piano trio format and have featured many fine examples over the years, but it's always difficult to carve out a niche with an original voice in a crowded market. Something, however, I believe the Yes! Exclamation mark trio have managed. From their recent release, Spring Sings, here's Spring Sings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, really enjoying that album, I must say, and that track particularly, Spring Sings, the title track of the new release from the Yes! Exclamation Mark Trio, and I'm sure the exclamation mark counts. A really nice loping groove on that particular track with pretty much equal weighting given to each of the trio. Some nice bowed double bass, again, good to hear. Who are they? Well, Aaron Goldberg on piano, Omar Avital on bass, and Ali Jackson at the drums. They know how to swing too. There's a good mixture of tempos on the album, and it's mainly original compositions with a couple of standards thrown in for good measure, and it's available now.
Very nice sound as well. It is, yeah, a nice little loping sound to it indeed. One I've been enjoying a lot of late is Bill Frisell's latest on Blue Note, just called Orchestras. And yeah, it does indeed. It's a double. It features Michael Gibbs, Brussels Philharmonic, Alexander Hansen, Thomas Morgan, Rudy Royston. So basically Bill's sort of working trio plus these wonderful orchestras. And we're going to hear a great track which I enjoyed back from a day, Strange Meeting. He's recorded that several times, I think, Bill, in different scenarios, on disc two of the collection, featuring the Umbria Jazz Orchestra with Manuel Morbidini, their musical director. And this is Strange Meeting. Thank you. Lovely stuff. Been enjoying that album a lot over the last few weeks. I must admit, since I first heard it even. Bill Frisell and orchestras with, like I said, the Brussels Philharmonic on one disc and Umbria Jazz Orchestra on that disc we just heard there, with A Strange Meeting and quite a few other classic Frisell tracks, Look Out for Hope and Doom and Monica Jane and Lush Life, Sweet Rain, quite a few, A Beautiful Dreamer. And it did remind me, the first time I heard that track, there's an album which I haven't seen around knocking for ages. Power Tools was a group which existed briefly, I think, in the early 80s, which featured the late drummer Ronald Shannon Jackson. And was it Melvin Gibbs or someone on bass and Bill on guitar? We saw them live, I think, at either Outside In or I think it was the Outside In Festival in Crawley, might have been Bracknell, I can't remember now. It's going so far back. They just had the one album, I think, which came out in Antilles, and that was pretty much it, to the best of my knowledge. I don't know whether they brought a second album out, and Ronald Shannon Jackson sadly died quite young, so... But it was a good album, I enjoyed that one, and that was the name of the album, and the track, of course, Strange Meeting. On Blue Note, widely available, cracking stuff.
Yeah, very good indeed. And yeah, we did. I think it was Outside In, now you mention it. Now, don't you just love a good jazz name? Well, I'm not sure that saxophonist Gregory Groover Jr. could have gone into any other business, really. Although Gregory Groover Sr. is a pastor of the African Methodist Church in Roxbury in Boston. And although Jr. has been a regular on the Boston scene for many years, as well as teaching, his first two releases were entirely interpretations of spiritual from his time in the church with Dad. Lullaby, his first jazz disc of his own compositions, should reach a much broader audience. And here's the title track, Lullaby. Thank you. From the album of the same name from saxophonist Gregory Groover Jr. Gregory says when he was a budding jazz saxophonist, he'd play a game of fantasy jazz band with his friends, where they'd mix and match their favourite musicians to come up with a dream combo. Groover, who is now a faculty member at Berkeley, did the same thing before recording Lullaby. I figured if I'm going to dream, I should dream big and think of the people who really inspired me. And beautifully, they all said yes. And those people being vibraphonist Joel Ross, guitarist Matt Stevens, pianist Aaron Parks, bassist Vincent Archer, and drummer Marcus Gilmore. The album is a recent release on the Criss Cross label and is pretty sure to bring Gregory Groover Jr. to a much wider audience and is well worth a listen.
Don't think Wynton Marsalis needs a much wider audience. He's got a fairly big audience as it is, both in classical and in jazz, and probably done some pop as well, knowing him. He does seem to be a musical chameleon, still going strong. I had the pleasure of seeing him last year with his Lincoln City Jazz Band. This is going back to the vaults a bit. Great album, J-Mood.
Thank you.
Oh, classic. Still sounds fresh as paint to these ears, it must be said. J-Mood by Wynton Marsalis. Wynton on trumpet, of course. Marcus Roberts, J-Master, on piano. Robert Leslie Hurst, the third on bass. And Jeff Watts at the drums. And that was... Try to find out what date it is. It's about recorded 1985. 85? Oh, my Lord. It's at 39 years old. Oh, goodness me. It makes you feel old. I remember when that came out the first time, playing it a lot in my on my hi-fi in the bedroom. I think it was. And thinking, oh, this is good. Very fine indeed.
Yeah, from classic a young stuff. Cat, you thought?
Yeah, exactly.
Time marches on. Well, speaking of time marching on, that is about it for this week's show. But before we go, there's just about time to fit in a track from the fifth, and according to the band, what will be their last recording, formed back in 2005, Odorang have been captivating audiences for 20 odd years with a unique blend of atmospheric and melodically infused music woven around what is probably one of the most unusual combinations of instruments in jazz: guitar, cello and trombone. The term odd arrangement, from which Odorang takes its name, perfectly describes their endless merging of this atmospheric charm, post-rock influences, synth productions, electronics, resonant brass, you name it. It's a great mixture, and the last release on the Edition label is simply entitled Odorang. And from it, here's Nebula. See you next week.
Take care now.
Bye for now.